The country's largest health insurers have promised to make changes to their prior authorization process, which often delays or denies patients access to care. Prior authorization is a process used by health insurers that requires them to sign off on tests, procedures, or drugs before a patient can receive care. Insurers say the process helps prevent overuse and ensures patients receive the appropriate care. Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. held a press conference on Monday to explain what they are calling a common sense solution to improve our healthcare system for patients, providers, and insurers alike. The reform will apply to coverage through work or the individual market, as well as Medicare Advantage plans and the state and federally funded Medicaid program. The voluntary pledge by insurers comes amid growing frustration from patients and doctors who warn that unnecessary delays in the administrative process can put lives at risk by giving a disease more time to progress untreated. Medicaid Administrator Oz asserts that streamlining the prior authorization process will not only directly benefit patients by getting faster care, but also lower administrative costs.
And you won't get that treatment after all the paperwork clears. You'll just get it because there won't be paperwork. We'll be streamlining it. Patients should not be waiting because bureaucratic hurdles are blocking their critical treatment. We want less red tape, and if we do that, we can cut tens of billions of dollars of administrative waste. That means more resources for patients. We see this as the first of a much larger opportunity in building a larger blueprint, because it's not just about prior authorization. It's a template for administrative simplification to take the paperwork out of the process and put patients over paperwork.
The high administrative costs are mostly due to the amount of paperwork sent back and forth between doctor offices, insurance companies, and patients. Companies have pledged to transition into an all-electronic paperwork system that would help with mailing costs as well as timeliness. They also plan to expand real-time responses between doctor and insurance offices so approval of treatments can be effectively streamlined. Medical review for denied requests will also be a part of the reform. By 2027, they say the process to submit a request will be as automatic as an online purchase. Although this is a step towards stronger consumer protections, some believe these commitments should be enacted into law. Anthony Wright, executive director of Families USA, said in a statement, "Consumer protection commitments should be in a statute and not just voluntary. We need stronger consumer protections against unfair delays or denials." He added, "We ultimately seek a system that puts the burden of appeals on the system rather than on the individual patient who is by definition already dealing with medical issues." Congressman and physician Dr. Greg Murphy was present at the conference and said that insurance companies will be held accountable in holding up their promise to the American people.
"I'm glad to hear that insurance companies have now understood what they've been doing is not right and that they're coming to the table to fix some of those errors. But I will say this, being a surgeon, I'm a skeptic. The proof is going to be in the pudding. Are they really going to step up and do things, or are they doing something to placate an audience? We're going to hold them to the fire continually to make sure they're doing what they're saying they're going to do and provide and get out of the room, get out of the space between the doctor and the patient, and let the doctor deliver the good care that they know how to do."
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will publish their finalized plan at the end of the summer. This is Sophia Rice-Alfani for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA.